Where was the worst time or place to get sick? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So this is fun. Not so much fun. By the way, I hung out with you guys at Black Raven in Redmond. Super fun.
Well, thank you for coming up. Appreciate it.
Woodinville?
No. Oh, Woodinville. Sorry. It was Woodinville. Never mind. Not Redmond.
I've never been to the Redmond location.
That's why I was
you bring it up.
I had asked Ted, have I been to that one? Because Ted seems to know the bars I've been to.
It was Woodinville. You're right. Okay. So here's what happened. So my husband and I went to Catalina Island, just like outside of Long Beach, California, with my brother and sister-in-law. Beautiful. Yep. Super fun. So we party, right? It's a super fun party. The day before we go to leave, we go to like Two Harbors, this other part of the island, and get a palapa and have lots of drinks and whatever. We get back the next morning, which is the morning that we're going to leave. My sister-in-law she feels super hungover. Yeah, not surprising, right? Because we had drinks and whatever. Well, I kind of felt hungover too, so we were relaxing, hanging out, and just chilling. Well, then we sort of were like, well, we got to kick it into gear because it's our last day, and we didn't leave till the evening. So we drank, went to different restaurants, drank. She started to look a little peaked, and she was like, oh, we're not going to, I'm maybe not going to drink so much. I'll kind of chill. So we finally get to our flight, right? We get to the airport, we get to our flight, we're all still drinking, but she hasn't been drinking for a while. So we get to our flight, we get seated. Her and my brother are like next to us in an aisle, only one seat backward. And sorry if it's windy here. And
I said, did you call us while skydiving?
Sorry. Okay, this will be better. So I look behind, across the aisle and behind me, I see my brother's on the aisle seat. She's in the middle. And I see him starting to panic. And she's projectile vomiting.
Oh.
Wine on the airplane. Like, the vomit, the pure sound and smell in the entire airplane. It was, and so I see my brother panic, so I run up to the front to get a steward, a flight attendant, and they're like, oh God, okay, and they like grab her, and they happen to have a place in the first class.
What?
That was empty, so they drag her out to first class.
Hey, look, anybody in first class, you don't want to sit by that person.
I guarantee you, I paid how much for what?
Okay, see, I don't think I've ever been on a plane where someone absolutely just projectile vomited.
Not that I know of.
Everywhere, and she didn't even know it happened. He kept grabbing a bag, trying to catch, and she woke up halfway through going, what are you doing?
So they did,
what about the people in front of her?
They do take the plane off. They don't stop the plane to clean it or anything?
No, they didn't. They took her to the first class. Then they came back and threw some powder on the ground, like some biohazard something or other.
Yep.
And then she went to the first class with my brother. We came back to our seats. The smell was so horrid. And then we get to the airport. We landed in Painfield in Everett, which was great because it's smaller. And then we get home and she immediately tests and she had COVID. She wasn't even hungover. It was COVID the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure people would have been delighted to hear that.
Don't worry, she's not drunk. It's COVID. So, would you recommend? Would you recommend going to Catalina?
Yeah. Oh yes, Catalina's amazing.
I've never been there.
Oh my gosh, we've gone twice. Absolutely.
I mean, what do you do? Is it just like drink, eat, chill?
You eat, go to the wine mixer.
Yeah, you eat the dressing.
Yes.
It's drink, eat, chill, but it's also. I mean, there's like beautiful the scenery and the snorkeling, and we took this really cool super speed boat from one end of the island to the other end, to that where I said Two Harbors, this palapa, beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. I would absolutely do Catalina Island. It's amazing.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a super fun throw up story.
Yeah, sounds that way.
But just be glad it wasn't you. Yeah. Like, that's the whole
thing.
Well,
right? Still. But when you're in the party, you're like, oh, no.
You still get the stink eye, but like, hey, man, I don't have anything to do with their, well, probably have a lot to do with their decisions, but not how it ended.
Okay. Where was the worst time or place to get sick? 206-803-ROCK.
I'll say, I think you'll see people puking at a sporting event.
Sure.
Not a ton. But I'll tell you what, the most people I've ever seen puking is before a Kenny Chesney concert.
Oh, just all the beer.
I mean, people just get
also, how many open acts does he have? He has like 3 or 4. So that concert's like, what, a 1 o'clock or by, and he goes on at like 8 or 9 maybe? So if you're tailgating,
there's
you tailgating
like
for
three
hours?
People that opened up. I mean, it doesn't start at 1 p.m., but I mean, it starts in the evening. It's summertime.
It doesn't, but don't the people kind of start like tailgating super early? That's what I've heard about a Chesney concert. They're like, look, man. It's a good time. Not the concert itself, but the party around
it. I mean, the first time I went, I didn't go to the show. I just went and tailgated. And Eric Church was opening for him.
All right.
And it was one of the rare times in my life where I'm like, oh, man, she's puking. She is attractive. The country fans drink, but it was just like, damn, that's a hot chick. Yeah, and she's puking in the trash can.
Cool. We're in the same hotel, South Beach, Miami, the one where I got lost, went to the wrong one, blah, blah, blah. But... that next night, everyone's kind of partying, and I may have gotten my hands on some narcotics. And it did. Oh, they're also doing a vodka. I don't remember who the vodka company was. It was a vodka tasting. They're like, do you have any interest? And I'm not a big vodka guy, but I'm like, well, yeah, because they're giving it away for free, right? So you went around the pool.
Yeah.
It's all their mixers. They gave you bottles, all this kind of thing. And I am pouring it down, because if you give me free booze, I drink it like it is free booze. So I'm having a great time. May have been a little yacked up, and I'm like... oh, man, like, I've got to throw up. Keep in mind, this is a pricey, really nice-ass hotel. So I realize I got to puke. There's no way I'm going to make it back to my room, but I'm trying. So I kind of leave the pool area. And like a lot of hotels, there's kind of a 20, 25-foot-long outdoor hallway that separates the pool from the main building. Fairly secluded, but they had all these potted plants on the side. And I'm just like, man, I hate to do it, but, like, I'm not going to make the room. So kind of tuck myself in between these two big-ass pots and just hurl into these plants, and I'm there for a hot minute, man. And it's trying to clean my mouth off as best I can. I'm like, all right, the bathroom's right there. It's going to clean up. I pop up from behind these plants, and there's the security guard. And again, these are the security guards that wear suits and have the earpiece, kind of like Oliver's a born killer kind of security guards. And I'm just like, oh, no. And he looks at me for a couple of seconds. He goes, you all right, sir? I said, hey, man, I apologize. That's not what I asked you. You all right? I said, yeah. It's like, all right, clean up. No mention of it. Did not bitch about it. I'm like, I like this kind of hotel, man. Yeah, absolutely.